You are listening to the Horse Radio Network, part of the Equine Network family.
Hi, everyone. Debbie Laux here to share more of Monty's concepts and wisdom about the trust and insight we can learn from horses and apply to our own lives. Welcome to this fifth episode, reading from Horse Sense for People, a book that's all about bridging the gap between human and horse and discovering how their silent lessons can make us better managers and partners. Communication is key. Even for humans, isolation is not ideal for our health. Horses know that they're healthier in herds, safer. Humans can have a tendency to isolate when we have a problem. Communication is key to our success. Poor communication creates unrest, unhappiness, and isolation. Horses are masterful at reading body language. They have a superior ability to read a person's intent. Humans communicate principally through our face and gestures or body language. We say the eyes are the windows of the soul, and there's much truth to that. But interestingly, growing up is largely a matter of learning to hide our spirit behind our face and eyes and language so that we can evade and manage others to achieve what we want and avoid what we fear. By contrast, the child's face is a constant epiphany because it doesn't yet know how to do this. It cannot manage its face. This is also true of adults in moments of great feeling, which is one reason why feeling is both greatly treasured and greatly feared. Listen in.
Communication is key to our success as human beings. Poor communication results in unrest, unhappiness, isolation, and much more. The horse communicates through body language. With humans, body language plays an important role in determining what information we receive and how we are receiving it. Surprisingly, words play a relatively insignificant role in our interaction with people. Therefore, nonverbal communication sends very strong messages, not only in the world of the equine and most other animal species, but also among humans. The dictionary definition of communication is an act or instance of transmitting information, but communication is so much more than that. What are we trying to do when we communicate with people? We are often looking for like-minded people who will reduce our sense of isolation in an increasingly complex world. The horse knows that. In his world, isolation means certain death. People, by contrast, can often intentionally isolate themselves from other humans. Though they can survive quite well, isolation can have negative consequences.
Hi, everyone. It's Debbie Laux with Horsemanship Radio. You know, one of the best parts of spending time with our horses is grooming. It's where trust really begins to grow. That's why I love my hands-on gloves. These incredible grooming gloves fit just like your favorite pair of riding gloves, but they have these flexible rubber nodules that gently curry and massage and shed all at once. You can use them wet or dry, and they're perfect for bathing. What I really love is that horses who normally shy away from grooming, they lean into it when you use your hands-on gloves. It feels like a spa day, not a chore. They're great for dogs and cats and those muddy legs after turnout, we all know. So visit handsongloves.com. That's handsongloves.com. And discover why everyone's saying, get your hands on. Imagine being able to speak the language of horses, to understand what they're saying without words. At MontyRobertsUniversity.com, you can. With more than 900 video lessons, Monty Roberts and other leading horsemen teach you how to build trust, confidence, and cooperation, not through force, but through communication. You'll see Monty demonstrate his world-famous join-up method and explain subtle gestures, body language, and timing that horses use to tell us exactly what they need. Whether you're starting a young horse, solving behavioral issues, or just wanting a better partnership, you'll learn how kindness and science together make training more effective and more humane. If you can't come take a class in person yet, you can still learn directly from Monty anytime, anywhere. Start learning the language of horses today at MontyRobertsUniversity.com.
The horse knows that for him, isolation is an unhealthy state, whereas the human seems to be unaware of the potential dangers of solitary confinement, even when it's by choice. We obviously need to improve our communication with the less fortunate of our society and learn to speak the language they understand, as I have with the horse. I want the horse to be free to choose his own course, because in that state of mind, learning is encouraged. I play out the role of predator and await the gestures appropriate to renegotiation. When the horse exercises his option to come to me rather than go away, I welcome him as strongly as I can in the language of Equus. It brings him to realize that we mean no harm to one another.
For details about today's show, go to horsemanshipradio.com, where you can find links, photos, and more information about our guests. We love connecting with our listeners, so please follow us on Facebook under facebook.com/Monty Roberts and Instagram, instagram.com/Monty_Roberts. Many thanks to our sponsors, Hands on Gloves and Monty Roberts University. Be sure to visit all the other great shows on the Horse Radio Network at horseradionetwork.com. Until next time, have many happy horse hours.